Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, big warning before we...
Jingle bell.
No, you do this every...
Yeah, but I think people like it.
Big warning before we start this episode. If you're in Sophie's eyeline or sight or whatever it is, she is... this morning. You are. Oh, you're going to do it now.
I'm scared. If I could punch you, I would do it. If it wasn't... If you wouldn't call, like... me a wife beater or a husband beater, which you would, I would just do it.
That little hat you're wearing looks good as well.
Your hair looks good and your tight, stupid jumper looks good.
I don't want to generalise, or not generalise, I don't want to say, I don't want to step out of line here, but I feel that it might be the...
What?
I don't know, I feel like it might be that where you... is it your period?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. Just checking.
So what do? You behave nicely.
Okay, I was just checking because someone's a little bit grouchy. What are you going to do about it, Sophie?
My biggest ick. Oh, got to stop because there's a siren.
Oh, she's even... Oh, sorry that the police are trying to save lives.
Jamie goes...
It hasn't stopped. The siren's still there.
It's dying out. Jamie goes to me, oh, I'm feeling a bit blue or glum. Two words that give me serious ick.
When do I say that?
You say blue and you say it like that. I'm like, just say you feel sad shit.
Did I say I felt blue?
Don't know.
And I haven't said that at all.
Yeah, you are. You're like Eeyore walking around, moping around with your head to the floor.
Are you kidding me?
You've got a pep in your step, but for a while, clenching that little leg under there.
I have a pep in my seventh, mate. You don't. Oh, I feel sick. Wee, wee, wee.
Sorry. No, you. Oh, God, I think I've got COVID every day. Every fucking day. He's like, you know what you had, Sophie? COVID. No, I didn't, Jamie. I had...
Well, you were sick. You were very violently unwell.
What? When?
You were unwell, Sophie Abu.
I was unwell once, but I didn't like to tell people that because I got up and went straight to work the next day and I don't like people to know. No, but also...
You were so unwell.
No, I wasn't. No, it was just like a nighttime unwellness.
You went through a family pack of Andrex. Sorry. You did.
No, I wasn't. That's really rank. You need to rein it the fuck in. Like, okay. No one likes it. I literally said to him, last night...
Okay.
You're so boring that you just talk about shit the whole time. Like, another thing to talk about.
All right. How about philanthropy?
Jamie thought that I'd hired someone to decorate our tree.
I did
it so well. He still thinks. He literally said to my sister, she obviously didn't do it. I don't understand. I decorated our house. The whole house is me.
The bed was me.
On a Saturday morning, you make the bed well fucking done.
No.
Oh, yeah, our trampy bed, that suede air, I hate it. It's suede, like I'm a porn star. I don't like it. Oh, is that not the thing to say?
Suede?
Suede.
It's suede.
It's not a vibe, let me tell you. I do not like that suede bed. It's big, and that's about the only thing that's good about it.
Before we start, I've got a little Christmas present for you.
Oh, hello.
Here you go. It's a Christmas jumper.
Oh,
watch out.
Jamie, I have a coffee in my hand.
Sorry, I just threw it across at you. He put it on, honey.
Merry Christmas, you wee fanny.
What does it say? Merry Christmas, you wee fanny. You've got to put it on.
No, but this is nice.
You want to just lay it across your actual jumper?
Wear it while I'm trying. When I go, Fanny, look, you're wee Fanny.
You're wee Fanny. All right, everybody. Okay, listen, it's our Christmas episode.
Funny. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay, shall we begin our episode?
Boy, yeah.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Newlyweds.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome to Newlyweds. My name is Sophie Boone.
Yeah, and you are, girl.
I am sat in the studio.
Oh, damn straight, girl.
My name is Sophie Boone. I am, oh my God.
What? You what, girl?
Give me another accent, too. I'm really okay. In the mood.
Go into North Carolina.
Give me a North Carolina accent and I'll copy it.
Do a Michigan accent.
Oh, my family's from Michigan.
Okay, do a Michigan accent.
Sophie! That's it. Can you give me another one?
Okay.
Irish.
Okay, every time. Okay. Okay, I love this game. We haven't done it for a while. I want you to go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to shout an accent at you.
Can we do impressions? Let's do impressions instead.
You want to do impressions?
Yeah, like movie impressions.
Oh, sorry, what movie impressions do you want to do?
Okay.
Okay, do Christmas movie impressions.
Okay, I'm not big on Christmas movies, but I'll give it a go.
Okay. Okay. Go.
Grinch, it's Christmas. I'm Cindy Lou.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I think you've actually lost the plot today. I think you've actually lost the plot today.
You do one then.
You want me to do something? Yeah. Okay.
That was fucking good.
Here we go. I'll do Hugh Grant. Ready? But,
He's not dumb.
No, I'm trying to do it. But,
What the fuck?
Let me do it.
Someone from the Slowny Pony. But, let me
do it. Let me stop interrupting you. Ready? Here we go. But, love is all around. You
okay,
like that?
Wait, my go.
Okay,
my go.
You'll go.
No, that was so good.
Go on.
He doesn't go bottom.
But love.
But wait, hang on.
You're doing it now.
Okay, cut the bottom.
Okay,
but I needed to get.
You're
into
not
character.
Cutting anything.
I needed to get into character. Wait,
get into character.
Wait, shut up. Let me go. Let me have my moment. Okay.
What are you blowing?
My smile away. I need to get into character.
You're blowing your smile away. Okay. Blow it away, honey.
I can't stop smiling. Oh, come on, Jack.
Okay, producer Jack is giving her the script. Okay, go on. Here we go. Go on. The script. Okay. With Sophie wants an impression. It's Love Actually. She's playing Hugh
Prime
Grant.
Prime Minister, right?
Yes.
Whenever I get gloomy.
No, hold on, Sophie. She's playing the Prime Minister in Love Actually, played by Hugh Grant. Sophie Habu, take it away. Stop humming.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General appearance. No, I don't like that one. Jack, that's not a well-known quote.
That is. It's the beginning of Love Actually.
Okay, wait, I'll do it.
No, that's it. I'll do it. Here we
go. Wait, you've not given me a chance.
Oh, my God.
But, love is all around. That was good.
That's not shite. It was really, this is it. Okay, I'm going to do.
Well, give me a woman's one. I've got a woman's voice.
I'm going to do I'm going to do Hugh Grant at the beginning of Love Actually.
Of course you fucking are. Why? You look like you're about to cry.
Here we go, ready? Whenever I get gloomy. Stop it, let me do
What's
it.
What's with the...
Let me do it. Stop it.
Gloomy.
Stop it, let me do it. Oh my God. Honestly, anyone listening, they're bored of this already. Here we go. I got to get into Hugh Grant.
Let me do Keira Knightley
no,
back.
I don't.
Or get Keira Knightley out.
No, I don't.
Okay, go on. Go.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. It seems to me that, in fact, love is everywhere. You didn't even listen. You're like, no,
I was practicing. I was getting into character.
No, you know what it is. You just have to say, I'm quite pretty, actually. And put the other thing down. And then this
is where did she say that? I know you're Peter's best friend. And I know you've never particularly warned me. Look, don't argue.
No, this is okay, not even a scene. Like, no one knows what that is.
What scene is it then?
Just say,
I thought I was good at acting. I'm so upset.
Just say, I'm quite pretty, actually. From B. Keira Knightley.
Well, where did she say that?
When she's watching the VHS.
Yeah.
I'm quite pretty, actually.
Oh my God. Okay, right. Do you know what? Most of that will be cut. Okay, here we
Fuck you. If you want to see Jamie's reaction, if you want to see his impression, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Watch it on YouTube.
Sophie has this thing at the moment. She's been doing impressions. She's been doing an impression of apparently what I do all the time.
You guys will know. Everyone in the office
okay.
will know because you see Jamie's concentrated face.
Hang on. Wait one second. I want to tee this up. So it's hard for anyone to see this. If you're listening to this, you can go onto our YouTube or social media account to see it. Apparently, I have a concentration face that I do all the time. And apparently, this is what it is. Sophie, what
so
is
if
my
he
concentration
gets his
face?
Or if he's texting or if he's about to eat food, he'll be like this. Yeah. Doesn't he? It's so
what?
It's like an owl, and you pierce like this little poo bum, like bumhole lips of yours, and you're like, and I'm like, and then when you're cutting like beef or something, like we had beef on Sunday, and I saw you like, I was like, stop. It's uncanny.
It's not, but I bet so many people have this as well.
Whenever you, like, if ever it cuts the camera and he just gets a text and has to reply, let's zoom in on that little butthole mouth of yours.
I think this is unfair because honestly, there are so many things which is unfair compared to you and I. We were sitting there the other day.
That makes sense.
This is the scream that Sophie has when I scare her. That is her. It's
guys,
honestly.
No one understands that it's 6 a.m. I thought he was asleep and he comes into my ear and goes, creeps. Like, who wouldn't scream that loudly?
I do this thing now when we're in bed. So we're in bed and the lights are all off. And Sophie goes, she goes to the bathroom. She walks in the bathroom to take a pee. And the loo is around the corner. So you can't see. When she goes in and sits down and taking a pee, I get up into the bed on all fours. And I look and I make a scary face. I go, and I freeze in the bed. Like that.
And all I come out is like a 2-foot-tall naked blonde gremlin going with his dick swinging. It's awful.
And she screams
every time.
And she goes, oh my God, you're going to give me a heart attack. Who do you think it's in the bedroom when I'm scaring you?
I think you're asleep. You're literally asleep. And then you wake up like a weirdo when I go to the loo. It's bizarre.
What do you mean?
You're asleep and then I go to the loo and suddenly you've like crept up into like this, got this bout of energy.
Yeah, because I get energy at night.
Yeah, I know.
I have a lot of energy at night. That's what happens. We also, guys, really exciting. We went and recorded an episode with another couple. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's coming out in the new year. It's very exciting. But we had a bit of an embarrassing moment because we recorded in their home and they asked us to go and sit on their brand new white sofa. It looked really clean and really nice. I sat on the sofa and we had our shoes off and I had my shoes off on the sofa and we were doing the podcast and I suddenly looked down and I realised I had an orange toenail. No. I had an orange toenail, didn't I?
Yeah, you look like you had like nicotine toenails.
I had an orange toenail because I had a spray tan on it and...
I'm not sure what was more embarrassing, the spray tan comment or this.
It went on to my toenails and made my toenails orange. And we were talking, ha, 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 laughing on the podcast.
That would be scary if you were talking like that.
Okay, we were. Ha, 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 laugh, laugh, laugh. And I suddenly look down and I see my orange toenail and I look up and the person is looking down.
She was
looking at my toenail, which was on her white sofa. And so I had to stop and go, by the way.
Oh my God. I know. Can I just say, I really was shocked that you put your bare feet on their sofa. Were you?
Both feet as well.
I was genuinely so shocked.
Well, everyone's nodding. I honestly got my foot and basically broke it. I went, snap, to try and hook it under my other leg so you couldn't see my toenail. I honestly was like, fuck it, snap.
Oh my God, that's really bad. I would have just put your feet, but you couldn't, bless your soul, put your feet on the floor because you're too short.
So you
had to sit like that, didn't you?
No, I wasn't too short.
Yeah, you were. They didn't touch the floor.
Okay, well, talk to me about Christmas spirit. What are you excited about Christmas?
I'm thrilled. I'm really excited about Christmas with all my family. It's so exciting. What? I don't know what you're laughing at. What are you laughing at?
Because I just remember something. So...
They stop it because I'm in period pain.
Sophie recently has had a really sore hip.
Yeah, it's so sore now. I've got sciatic nerve. Trapped sciatic nerve or something.
She has this nerve problem in her hip. And every single time she sits down for for too long. She gets up, and the only way I describe it is when she starts walking like she's a cowboy. And we're at my mum's house, and Sophie was walking like a cowboy, and my mum was looking at me like, what the fuck is she doing?
It hurts so much.
The way you were walking was like this. And I was like, why is she walking like that?
I'm in so much pain now. You try fucking having your trap nut up in your hip, you big ass.
It was so good. And I saw my mum looking at me just going,
no, nothing is better than
this. You were walking ahead. Because you knew we were going to catch up.
Where was I walking at?
You were walking out of the door.
Where was I?
Because I think you wanted a head start.
Wait, what about the peppermint? That's the funny. What is it? The peppermint.
Oh my God, tell that one as well.
Okay, guys. Don't come at me because I remember putting this on my Instagram and literally every single like health doctor was like, do not do that. Someone told me that if you're bloated, put peppermint oil in your belly button, it seeps into like your colon and like gets rid of your bloat.
Such shit. It's such nonsense. Put it in your belly button and it goes to your colon.
Amazing.
Just shove it up your ass.
Guys, for about a year. So they told me this just before lockdown. So I never went to a professional to find out if it was real or not.
Oh my
so
God.
All throughout lockdown in the country, I would lie and put like a whole tub of oil in my belly button. It like
stink.
No, like things were like sore. It was seeping into my colon, into my tummy. I was like burping up peppermint. I'm not joking. Anyway, we're staying with his mum and Jonathan. And I
my stepfather.
I see Penny, Jamie's mum, going.
What did she do?
I see her going, sniffing like a little mouse around the house. I see her pick up Truffle the dog, sniffing him, sniffing her hands, getting her.
Trying to find where the peppermint's going from.
She couldn't stop sniffing, and I just thought, I was brand new into the family at this point, so I just sat still, like, I can't tell.
Did you say it's coming from my arsehole?
I didn't say put peppermint oil in my belly button and a whole tub of it. And then Jonathan walks in, we're having lunch, and he's like, oh, I can smell peppermint oil. I can smell peppermint. And Penny's like, I know.
Have you got me a present, by the way?
No, we're not doing presents this year.
Well, honey, I have you a present.
That's allowed.
Sorry?
That's allowed.
Okay, have you got me a present?
No, because we're not doing presents this year.
I've got you a present.
But I didn't know. Well, Jack did tell me, but I didn't know.
No, you don't need producer Jack to inform you that you need to get me a present.
No, my present is going to be with you, spending Christmas with you on the slopes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I know what my present is this year. Get ready to smell all that peppermint. Oh my God, that was vile. I didn't mean that at all. I suddenly got something in my throat. I think.
Actually feel like, Jamie, you're so disgusting. Okay, carry on.
Anyway, I've got your present.
Yeah, you said 10 times.
Okay, I have your present and I'm going to give it to you later after the podcast, but if you're listening to this right now on the episode, I am going to put in the recording of when I gave Sophie the present, so here it is. Sit down, here you go.
Brother, come on.
Come on, Gally, here you go, ready for this? Look at that. Wait, hang on, what was that?
SL.
Yeah, it's a luggage holder.
Okay, that's...
It's you put it on your luggage, you'd open it, look at this.
Oh, this is lovely, actually.
What is it?
It's a passport with Sophie Lang on and a key holder with...
It's not a passport, it's a passport cover.
That is so sweet. And now everyone knows I'm your wife. Thank you, Amy.
It has Sophie L on it.
Did you forget?
Yes.
Wait, I'm confused. Is this an ad?
No, it's not an ad. It's Sophie Lang.
I know, but why are you not remembering?
Does that upset you that it should say Sophie H rather than...
No, I'm in Lang.
Okay, well, why can't you throw it on the floor? Oh my God, this is the worst gifting I've ever...
No, it isn't.
This is the worst present.
You call me at a bad time.
You're half naked and
half naked, exactly.
Okay, can you listen?
Listen up.
Listen up,
honey. I'm really pleased with that.
Okay, out of 10, how good is the present?
10. I love that you went all the way to Aspinall for a job and got gifted a present. It's so sweet and so thoughtful.
Those pants are sexy.
I am one lucky, lucky gal.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Merry Christmas. Hey, did you like it?
I loved it. Is it nice?
You don't even know what it is. I loved how you tried to pretend that I'm recording it later with you.
You just asked me if I liked it, so what do you want me to do?
What is your favourite thing about Christmas?
Stuffing.
Your favourite thing about Christmas is stuffing?
Yeah, the food.
Why don't you have that all year then?
Because it's kind of rank to have all year.
Okay, so your favourite thing about Christmas is stuffing?
Pigs and blanket.
About Christmas? It's not family? It's not...
My family.
Okay, so what's your... Spending it with me?
I spend every day with you. That is my favourite. But Christmas, I like stuffing. I like pigs and blanket. I like family. Is that good?
Yeah,
what do you like?
I like the fact about Christmas is that we get to spend it with family. That for me, 100% is it.
Yeah.
And I also think, I just want to say that some people may be having a lonely Christmas. And if you are having a lonely Christmas, don't worry. Just listen to our podcast because hopefully it will cheer you up. That's the worst piece of advice I've ever given.
Well, hopefully, maybe if you listen, we'll all feel like we're together.
Oh, that's a lovely thing.
So let's maybe pretend it's Christmas Day today for anyone listening today on Christmas.
That's a great idea, honey.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, every single person. I love that. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hey, oh, by the way, you know we spoke about fertility on the show.
I do.
I went and had a fertility check.
You did?
Uh-huh. I went to a fertility center all by myself.
The results?
I don't have the results yet. I'm going to talk about the results in the new year. So I don't have them yet. I think, Christmas time, I don't want to know what the results are. It may be a little scary. It may be great news, but I just don't think that. But I went to the fertility center all by myself and I had a little bit of a mishap, though. Because
in the fertility center.
I went to the fertility center. I went to the wrong place to begin with.
Right, I'm on my way to go and have my fertility checked. A little bit nervous for some reason. I don't really know why. By myself, my wife hasn't come with me.
You didn't invite me.
But I love her. Anyway, here we go.
What do you mean I didn't come with you?
About to enter in.
So I'm about to enter in, right?
You didn't even invite me.
Yeah, well, I didn't invite you.
You didn't even know you were going.
Okay, well, I went. I was about to be invited in, and then this happened.
Hello. How are you? Show a little bit late, show me laying here. Is this the right place? I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place. So sorry about that. Sorry.
Where did you go into?
I went into a travel shop.
Did you say I need to give you my sperm?
I went into the travel shop thinking that it was the place where I had to give my sperm. It definitely wasn't.
Did you say that?
I did not say that really. I sort of mentioned it to them, but I didn't really understand what was going on because they were looking at me very weirdly. And then I went downstairs to the other bit to go and check my fertility. And do you know what they ask, the question they ask?
Bomb.
They ask you if there's any spillage.
Ew.
At the end of the conversation.
Ew.
Why is that ew?
That's gross, because your sperm's spillaging.
It's quite weird doing it, the whole thing.
I can imagine.
It's quite weird.
It's really gross. I feel a bit grossed out, but it's a great thing to do.
Why do you feel grossed out about it?
Well, it's just quite a gross thing to do, isn't it? I know exactly what you went in there and did.
What did I do? Producer Jack, were there magazines? There were no magazines in the place. You basically walk in there, Soph, and you have a empty room that someone leads you to, and you have a chair that you sit on that they put like a nice little tissue paper on that you can sit on, and you then do your business, and then you walk out afterwards.
But with what?
Memory.
Do they take your phone?
No, they don't. Why would they?
So what were you looking at on your phone?
Didn't need my phone.
So what were you thinking of?
I was thinking about all the love that I have for you. And you know that
you didn't
was,
go on your phone.
No, I was thinking about all the love that I have for you, and that
you're
was
vile.
That was overwhelming.
You're vile.
No, I was thinking.
You're vile.
It was you. I was thinking about you, and the overwhelming sensation of thinking about you made it easy.
I don't know why you're smiling that crapped little mouth of yours.
What do you think I was thinking about?
I don't want to know. I don't think you're thinking about anything. I think you're watching something, probably.
What would I be watching?
What the fuck do you think? I don't know what you watch.
I don't watch it.
You look sleazy right now.
Have you ever watched porn?
No.
Have you ever? No. Have you ever watched porn?
I haven't watched porn. No, seriously, I haven't. And my dad listens to podcasts, so you're cutting all of this out.
You've never ever watched porn?
I've never watched porn.
In your life?
No.
Why are you smiling?
Because you look so pleased with yourself. It's frightening.
You have watched porn.
No.
You look at you biting your little nails.
You're vile. Why do you look like you're about to burst into a million smithereens?
Anyway, it's very exciting. So I've done that before Christmas, and in the new year, I'm going to talk about revealing what actually the results happened, and I think it's going to
be revealing what you actually watched.
It's called a milking table. I'm joking, it wasn't. It was not called that. I did not watch something called a milking table.
What's a milking table?
I have no idea, but I just...
What is it?
No.
Jack, you know exactly what it is. What is it, Jamie?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, you sick bastard.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, why do you even know what it is?
Because I don't know. You don't know what it is. What do you think a milking table is?
Tits milking or something.
Tits milking something?
I don't know what a fucking milking table is, and I don't want to know.
Okay, listen. We're gonna...
What's a milking table? Should I Google it?
Okay, and you don't need to Google a milking table. Okay, she's actually going to Google what a milking table is.
Wait, I'm watching... No, you're fucking disgusting.
I didn't watch that.
You're actually so disgusting, Jack. Do you not actually know what that is? It's a wooden table with holes with dicks through them and girls underneath them, like, milking them like cows. Like,
oh, my God.
That's actually the most disgusting thing you've ever said to me.
I'm obviously not watching milking them
it's
like
so
cows.
It's so rank. I'm milking them like fucking cows. That... If that's anything more to turn a girl off, that there's nothing more.
All right, listen. I tell you what, it's a very Christmassy episode, I hope. And I just want to say a big Merry Christmas to every single person. We absolutely freaking love you guys. I'm sorry, honey. Listen, we're newlyweds. We talk about these things. Okay, listen, we're going to get on with the episode. Here we go. We've got so many Christmassy things coming up later in the episode. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
Listener's Messages. Several years ago, my two
Who's
friends...
Who's this from?
Anonymous, I think.
Oh, it's anonymous. All right, here we go.
Right. Several years ago, my two friends, a couple, held a house party. The guy is known for sleepwalking, and my friend would come into work and tell me the most crazy stories about his sleepwalking antics. Taking down blinds, dismantling furniture, screaming that there's a digger in the house, emptying soil. At the party, I was one who would be staying over in the spare room, single bed. After the party ended, we all went straight to sleep. Several hours later, I'm fast asleep, the door open, and someone walked in and lay on top of me. Above the duvet off the bed I was in. I must have been around 19 at the time and petite, but the person was heavier than me, and I know that you're not supposed to wake up a sleepwalking person. Assuming, of course, it's my friend's boyfriend, I was gently patting his head, saying, "Wake up, you're in the wrong room," whilst trying to move out of the bed. Thankfully, just seconds later, the bedroom door bursts open, the lights come on. There is a man and another woman, not my friends, who are in the room next door. They both look at me, gasping. I look down and it wasn't my friend whose head I was stroking, but a middle-aged man I'd never seen before, only in his boxers. And these were his friends who went looking for him. I was absolutely mortified.
Stroking a middle-aged man's head.
No, I'm actually repulsed. They helped him up and I stood there in shock, and thankfully I was in a full set of long pyjamas. The man was still half asleep and they managed to get him downstairs where he tried to curl up on the sofa. It turns out he was drunk and sleepwalking and somehow got into my friend's house. I'm not sure if they knew of him or if he lived on the same street and just went into the wrong house as I was stroking his bald head to sleep.
Oh,
honestly, I was mortified. I didn't ask any questions the next day. That
that
is so funny.
Is shocking.
Ugh.
That is shocking.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I basically went through loads and loads of messages. My sister and I used to share a bedroom when I was 18 and 19 years old, and our weekend plans would never be the same. And sometimes we would only run into each other on a Sunday. This particular weekend, she went out to a bar on a Friday, and I had gone out on a Saturday. On Saturday evening / Sunday morning, I stumbled in, and to my surprise, my lovely sister had gone out again. I collapse to my bed and wake up a couple hours later absolutely parched for some water, or any sort of hydration for that matter. My throat felt like it was closing in on me. I grabbed the closest bottle I could see in sight on my sister's bedside cabinet on the other side of the room and threw it down my throat as quick as possible. My eyes go wide as I realize it's not water. The taste and smell suddenly hits me and it's only my sister's vomit. From the night before.
No, I really don't like that.
That has just gone down my throat.
Oh my God, I actually feel like I'm going to be sick. That is the most vile thing I've ever heard. You're fucking kidding me. You're fucking joking. What? What are you vomiting? You've read it.
I didn't read it the whole way through.
Oh.
These messages are quite hectic. Okay.
Is that the end of it?
It's the end of it. It'd be lumpy. Imagine that surprise.
No, guys, I actually have you just ever, can't.
Have you ever drunk a have you ever drunk something and realized?
Yeah, once.
Okay, go.
We had a holiday home in Spain and underneath, you know, water bottles get lost under the bed, right? And one night I was parched and I bent under. I was like, where's my water bottle? And I like bent my arm under the bed. I thought it rolled under and I got the water bottle and I drank it. And it had obviously been there for like 2 years. It was. No, I'm not joking. It had obviously been like from 2 summers ago. You will never know the pain.
Honestly,
you will never know.
That is honestly the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It was like stale sewage water in my mouth.
Oh, okay, we have a...
Have you?
Yeah. I have. I've drunk something awful.
Come.
I'm not going to say.
Pee.
I'm actually not going to say what it was.
What?
I just can't. It's actually...
Diarrhea.
It's actually too much.
Say.
Too much for this.
Why do I not know?
You will know. It was when I was younger.
What?
I don't think I can say to it. I don't think I can say what it was.
Say what it was. You're freaking out.
Oh, God. I think this might turn people off. It was horrible.
Say it.
When I was much younger, I...
Hey, producer Jack here. I've had to cut this out because it's too much. We listened back to it. We thought, no, we didn't want to get cancelled. So it's cut. But you can use your imagination.
I was then clearing up my bedroom and I went, oh, some water, and I drank it.
God.
What? Yeah. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I've never told that story before. I don't think we can use that.
I have never been.
I don't think that can go in.
That is sickening. But you still swallowed it.
Anyway.
That's vile. Looking at you differently from now on.
I have a message from Freya. I have a wild story for you.
Freya, your PA?
No, honey. I have a story from Freya, a wild story. I fell in love with a boy on a beach in Bali because he told me his favourite colour was white. I was obsessed. Spent max 3 hours with him. 2 weeks later, I flew to Australia to meet up with him. I live in the UK. And he was game. He wanted me there. I arrived at the airport and he never turned up. He ghosted me.
Oh my God. That's savage. Why on earth are we reading that out?
I don't know. Those listeners' messages were quite wild.
I feel uneasy about the sick one.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. To end it off, Soph, I'm going to read out a really lovely one because it's Christmas and we've done a lot of love messages and we love them. So I have one from Lara who says this. Hey, Jamie and Sophie and co. While I unfortunately can't think of a funny enough story for the podcast that won't make me look like an outraged, deranged human being, I do have a message of appreciation of you both. I've been listening to the podcast since it started and I cannot imagine my mornings without it. You guys have a remarkable ability to remain genuine and relatable whilst being in the public eye, something that is incredibly refreshing. I can't count the amount of times that your podcast has filled me with stitches laughing and inadvertently lightened the load of whatever tough time I've been going through. Earlier this year, I was lucky enough to travel to Europe from Australia with some of my closest friends. One of my fondest memories of the trip was lying in bed with my girlfriends in Italy after a night out and watching Jamie's wedding speech on repeat. How special to be able to witness the love between you two people and feel it so deeply without personally knowing them. I think we watched the video about 10 times, each of us shedding a tear and hoping that we'd find love as beautiful as the two you seem to have. Thank you for opening your hearts and creating such an entertaining, funny and wholesome podcast. I hope you feel the ripples of appreciation all the way from Australia. Take care and remember to always give yourself that love that you so easily give to everyone. Kindest regards, Lara.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't that so sweet?
Lara, thank you so much.
Hey, I really do want to say, because it's the sort of Christmas episode, then we have the New Year episode. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone.
A massive thank you. We love doing this and we love you guys listening and we love our little community.
Yeah, we really love it.
So much fun.
The stories of love are really amazing and we have so many of them to the point where we need to just put them all in. But I thought we would end the year in just something a bit more rogue and robust.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought we'd do that.
Like what?
Well, those ones.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, so I don't have any more for you.
Oh God, you rogue and robust little creature.
Sorry, little creature. And we just do thank you guys. It's been an amazing year.
It's been a really great year. I hope you guys have all had a great year too. And remember, we've got next year to come.
Send in all these wilder stories. Sophie likes the stories of love and nice ones. I like the crazy wild ones. So if you have something bizarre and crazy that you haven't sent in, please send it to us. Or if you have stories of love, we love them too, send them into @newlywedspodcast on Instagram. The link is in the description. Or you can send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk.
That's the end of
listeners' messages. Because it's a Christmas episode, and look, honey, we've been working so much. We haven't really had a date for a while. We kind of have dinners together every night, of course, but we haven't been just you and I on a date, you know, dressing up, maybe putting a little perfume on.
I always wear perfume.
Okay, maybe putting a suit on, taking you for dinner. Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Feeling great. Hey, how you doing?
Are we role-playing?
No, I was sort of role-playing. Anyway, I read this article which basically says that the title is 10 questions that'll make you fall in love on the first date.
Okay.
So I thought we could pretend that we're on a first date and I can ask you the 10 questions.
Let's go.
And your answers will make me fall in love with you all over again.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So let's pretend we're on a date as well, because sometimes on a first date, okay, you don't have the same. Okay. Here we go. Oh, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Why are you talking like that?
I'm not. We're on a first date.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. It is awkward, actually.
This is weird. What's going on?
Okay, I have some questions for you.
On a first date, you just not go in with 10 questions. So I'd be like, okay. Psycho. I'd be all like, right. Serial killer. Ow.
Hey, by the way, I read this article earlier. Do you like reading?
No, darn. Ick.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Do you read?
Ick.
What the hell? Okay, fine. Do you, did you go to university?
Ick.
Oh my God, okay.
You can't do the small talk. Okay, uni's all right. Yeah, I went to Newcastle. Okay. Where did you go?
All right, here we go. You know what I love to do?
What?
I love to read.
Oh, God, I get out.
Oh, my God. You know what I love to do?
What?
I love to... do you love love?
Oh vomit, my God. Vomit, you're done.
Fucking get anywhere.
Just ask me the goddamn questions.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the goddamn questions, all right? What is your idea of a perfect day?
Okay, wake up on the beach, go to do something, activity, get those endorphins rushing, have a delicious breakfast, go swimming in the sea, maybe stroke a dolphin, then go on a boat, cruise around the ocean, have some lovely food, sunbathe, dive in the sea, come back, massage, pajamas, dinner, Real Housewives. Perfect day. What's yours?
Sophie said, I asked Sophie what pet she would want if she couldn't, if she, we didn't have the dog and she didn't have a pet, what pet would she want? She said she wanted a pet dolphin. I said, what would you do with that? She said, I would get a swimming pool, have a dolphin, I would stroke it every day.
I'd swim with it. And I like hold its fin and it could jump around if it was not cruel.
Okay, next question. What do you value most in a friendship?
Loyalty.
Ooh, what is your favorite memory?
Our wedding.
Mm. What's your worst memory?
My mum drives me. I'm at a small all-girls school in Warwickshire. She gets in the car. She drives me. I got picked for A team, first team hockey match against another school. I was so excited. All my friends were all really sporty. I was not sporty. So I had my whole hockey kit with me, all my gym kit, like my PE kit. And I'm walking across the road and this car just runs me over. And I'm underneath this car. I'm 11. I'm so, so thin and small. And I'm underneath this car. All the only thought that went through my mind was he ran over my foot, my leg. And the only thought that went over my mind was, shall I pick up my bags, my hockey bags, because I need to play hockey. And then I ran like so far on this broken leg. And then I got to the other side and I was screaming. And my mum heard my scream. She said all she could see was she looked, she saw the car with all my kit underneath it. And she was like, and then she ran out and she picked me up and everything.
Honey. Yeah. No.
And then my mum said, you can go, bearing in mind I was 10. She was like, right, we can go to the cinema and you can watch anything you want. And I said, I want to watch a 40-year-old virgin. Do you remember with that guy in it?
Yeah, with Steve Carell.
Yeah, so she was like, okay.
So you went and watched 40-year-old virgin?
I was desperate to watch it and I got sweet. It was great. I got like 2 weeks off school, walked around in crutches, loads of, everyone was giving me presents. That was fun.
My mum said to me once, you can go to the cinema and watch anything you want and I'll come with you. And I went, great. And we had the choice between, I think it was Meet the Parents or Brokeback Mountain. And I thought Brokeback Mountain was just about cowboys. And so I went with my mum to watch Brokeback Mountain. And obviously it's an incredible love story about two cowboys falling in love. But I was a 14-year-old boy. And the moment that I realized they were having a sex scene, I was sitting with my mum in the cinema, in a packed cinema. I just got the hysterics and I started shaking with laughter like this because I was so embarrassed. I was watching a sex scene with my mum and I looked to my left, I looked to my mum and she was like this, just looking straight ahead while this 15-minute sex scene with cowboys or whatever went on.
I really want to see that movie.
It's so good, but do not watch it with your parents. Yeah, can you watch sex scenes with your parents?
Sex scenes with your parents, like Game of Thrones with your parents, no. Like siblings fucking each other, no. I remember my sister watched it with my dad and every time we're watching it at the moment and I'm like, I can't get over the fact that she watched that with my dad in the room.
Okay, here we go. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Love and affection, big roles.
Okay, is that your only answer? Big roles? Okay. How close are you to your family?
Very close.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
I once sat in chocolate and everyone thought it was poo and it was to a christening and I was wearing a white linen dress and I was young and it was like so embarrassing. I think that might be the most embarrassing.
Where were you?
At a christening.
You sat in
my friend's christening. Like I went as like 1:30 and then I was so embarrassed.
What's the greatest accomplishment of your life so far?
Marrying you.
Tell me something that you like about me already.
You make me laugh.
Hey,
sweet.
For anyone who is going on a date this Christmas, use those questions to add a little bit of spice to
it. Or don't, because they might think you're crazy.
Speaking of which, honey, today we have a special guest on with some more questions because it's a little Christmassy quiz that's going to happen.
Guys, if you've been listening carefully to our podcast, you might be able to play along to this quiz as well.
We invited my friend, Radio 1 host as well, Matt Emerson, onto the podcast to host a little bit of a Christmas quiz for us. So please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Matt Edmondson. Matt, how does it feel to be on your favourite podcast?
Oh, well, it's been a while, actually, since I was on my favourite podcast.
Which... this one?
No. Oh, sorry. You were talking about this one?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, yeah, it feels good. No, it feels good. No, I love this podcast. I love the both of you. I'm delighted to be here. And I feel like I don't know who the third wheel is. Is it...
Sophie.
Is it Sophie?
It's me. I'm feeling a little out of my depth there. Mm.
Yeah.
There's a real bromance going on.
Yeah. Just for context, when... I had my radio show, my normal co-host Molly, she went off on maternity leave. Mm. And I asked Jamie if he would come and co-host the show. Mm-hmm. And since then, what's stronger than a bromance? Just a romance.
Just a romance.
Just a romance.
It's a romance.
Drop the B. We've fallen quite hard for each other.
We have. I know everything. I could say. Ask me a question.
No, don't worry. I know because he nip nip nips all around.
What's he been saying about me?
You guys meet up on the rec, firstly. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's like a weekly. Is it a weekly meeting you have?
We try to.
We try and do a little weekly meeting.
That's a bit excessive, do we not think?
Matt doesn't like any wet food.
Yeah, no, okay, this is what he has told me. But then I suddenly feared like maybe that was a secret you didn't want him to tell me.
No, that's fine. Well, hang on. I know, I don't like a dry food getting wet.
So if the food
is originally, if it's a wet food already, if it's a soup, you know, I can't argue with that. I can't change matter, Sophie. But what I wouldn't want, and this is very controversial, I don't know why you started the podcast with this,
because I
want people to be on my side, I want them to like me, and I'm going to say a thing which I think is going to offend 90% of your listeners, which
here
is,
we go.
I fundamentally disagree with the concept of gravy. I don't like it.
I'm not sure.
Why would I go to the time, trouble and effort of roasting a potato to crisp perfection, fluffy on the inside, golden on the outside, and then make it wet?
I'm going
to
tell you, so...
just a question, so sauces in general, condiments?
I'm sorry, how are we saying that?
Wait, how do you say it, guys? How do you say it?
It definitely doesn't have the word condom in it.
Condiments.
Condiments.
Wait, you pronounce it?
Condiments.
Condiments.
Condiments. A condiment is where you've just put ketchup into a johnny. That's what that is. Just
into a johnny.
I was trying to find another word for condom.
Here it goes. Oh, babe, can you just get me a johnny?
We went to the canteen and there was a full roast on display. Roast ham, it was. Mm. All the trimmings. There was gravy, controversially. I slapped it away from the man's hand. Not on my watch. Jamie went up there and he said, I'd like to have some of the ham, please. And the man said, okay, do you want the potatoes or the broccoli? No, I just want ham. In fact... everything else, scrap it. Just give me ham.
Keto diet.
So he ordered, it was disgusting. He ordered this like people stack pancakes. Oh. It was like that, but all ham. And the guy charged him for two full roast dinners. And I said, well, surely you've not had all the other stuff. Just say, replace that with the ham. But no, Jamie didn't even question it. He ended up paying £16 three slices of ham. And he didn't even think twice. It made me feel physically sick, both visually to look at and because he spent that much money on it.
He couldn't get over it.
Couldn't get over it. So I think about it, I would say I think about that once a week.
You do.
But I do run a fantastic games company. Yeah. And I thought, well, look, it's Christmas. Everyone likes games at Christmas. We're all here in our little hats. Mm-hmm. Why not play some games?
I can't wait.
That are both fun for the podcast and the listeners. So the first game we're going to play is called Answergrams. You'll get five letters and then you have to unscramble them, a bit like a countdown conundrum. To make a word, whoever gets that word first wins the point.
Okay,
man.
All right, are we ready to try and win a first point?
I am ready.
All right,
yeah, here we go. You ready for this?
Okay, name the first Newlyweds episode.
Oh my god,
what was it called?
God.
I can tell you, it's something and proposals.
I know, yeah,
it's something and proposals. And obviously, at home, you can play along with this as well. Just make a little note down if you know the answer. Designer of Sophie's dress in the Spain ceremony.
God.
First letter.
Yes.
I think I got it.
Yeah. The breed of Bobby, a long-haired something.
Yep.
Also known... Do you know that the dog is known as Throbber between me and Jamie?
Why is the dog named as Throbber? As in a Throbber?
Throbber.
Throbber.
That feels quite phallic for some reason.
That's what we thought. So Throbber... So Matt and I know Bobby as Throbber.
Bobby Throbber.
Yeah, Bobby Throbber.
Yeah. In fact, we never speak of the word Bobby.
No, it's
when I read
Throbber.
The question there, I was like, who's Bobby? And I thought, oh, it's Throbber the dog.
It's Throbber.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Throbber the dogs. Next up, the location of Sophie and Jamie's proposal. So it's the name of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And... this is not to do with you. We just couldn't think of another one. From which country do koalas originate from? Right, unscramble those. I'm going to set a little timer.
Okay, got it.
What is it?
What the hell?
Drape.
It is drape.
Drape.
Yes!
Okay, well, I got Pedro too.
Pedro?
Pedro.
Yeah.
Pedra.
Pedra, yeah.
Pedra. Drape. Yeah. To the answer there, if you're playing along at home, we had Emma Beaumont.
Yep.
That was the designer of
Elizabeth.
Your dress. Oh, you got lucky.
I got lucky.
You got real lucky. Breed of Throbber is Dachshund.
Yep.
It was the Rosewood Hotel in London.
Yep.
And koalas originate from Australia, mate.
Oh, we got it.
This is a fresh set of questions now, okay?
All right.
What are you...
Sorry, I thought we were still in Australian.
Is that Australian?
Yeah.
Nah, mate, that's Australian.
Oh, it's from the outback.
It's like that. Oh, yeah. None of this inner city bollocks.
If you're from the outback.
That's unbelievable.
You play a bit of Australian rolls.
Sound like you're from Nashville.
I was going to say that accent took a real, real detour somewhere else en route.
Can we also just quickly, before Matt's been doing personal training, and to explain what happened the other day?
I've been receiving the personal training, not giving the personal training. Just like to point that out. The other day, I was in a group session, and they partner you up. They pay you up with people. And you don't know them, obviously, just like a load of fat dads. And there was an exercise where they put two dumbbells on the floor and you had to lie down on your back. And the idea was you tuck your toes under the dumbbells and then you're meant to do a sit-up towards the dumbbells. But the instructor said, if you're feeling particularly confident, you can try and stand all the way up. So you go, and then upwards. And she said, probably won't be able to do it. Only one person did it in the previous session, which was like a red rag to a bull for me. I was like, if it kills me, I'm standing up. So it's my first exercise. I tuck my feet under the thing. I lie back, little nod to the fat dad next to me. Hands, I hope he's not listening. Hands under the head. Go for it. On the way up, I'm able to make it standing up. However, I have a bit of propulsion help from a fart that my body cannot contain, because my whatever the muscles are that would normally prevent that, they've been blasted wide open. And so it was loud, and it was like it was very, very attention grabbing, because already it was all eyes on me, because oh, he's gone for the stand up. Everyone looks over, bang, massive explosive fart. And I think maybe I'll get away with it. Go back down, I think I'll do it again. Second time, the exact same thing happens. There was a little pal waiting up there, waiting to come out. Oh, absolutely awful.
Terrible. Okay, next game.
Let's go. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, five questions. Write down just the first letter. What activity did Jamie do on his stag?
Got it.
The location of Sophie's abroad hen do.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the London borough, which titles the show that you two met on.
Mm-hmm.
Reynolds, Felipe, and Gosling are all famous actors with which first name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your last question, what kind of belly button is the opposite of an outie?
Okay.
Right, you have to just slow down because this bit I'm not good at.
Crisps.
No.
Okay, wait. I'm in. Crisp.
Yes, Sophie.
What? This game is on fire.
Yes. It's one all.
Okay, here we go.
Designer of Sophie's dress at the London wedding.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to go for Alexandra Wang.
Okay.
I don't know.
If in doubt, the name of Sophie's sister.
Mm-hmm.
What blood red gemstone is traditionally associated with 40 years worth of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
God, imagine what this podcast will look like then. what planet are we currently on? And what is the non-alcoholic ingredient in a dirty martini? Your time starts.
Got it.
Oh my God.
No, you haven't.
Virgo.
No, it is not okay. Virgo. You are frozen out.
Vergba. Okay. Grove.
Yes. Now, it's going to be up to you to do some betting here. What are there more of? The total number of listeners of this podcast, Newlyweds, in 2023, or people who live in Sweden? What are there more of in the world?
Okay.
So, it's got to be people who live in Sweden.
I'm going to give you some, in the game, where is it? Deck one.
Oh my God, I don't know.
No, it's got to be our podcast.
Sophie is correct.
Oh my God.
There were 13.17 million listeners in 2023 to this podcast, and only 10.42 million people living in Sweden.
Wow.
So, well done, guys.
That's amazing.
That's literally a whole country listening
that
to this podcast.
That is amazing.
Number of people who attended the first live show that you two did versus the teeth in a snail's mouth. What are there more of?
Oh, my God.
The teeth, snails.
Okay,
what?
I'm going to bet there is more people, too, at our show.
Sophie, where do you want to go?
I'm going to have to go with the snail's mouth because you can't have gone.
How many are you betting, honey?
I'm going to do one on the snail's mouth.
I like
oh
how
my God.
You're so risk averse. You're the opposite
yeah,
of him.
Yeah.
It's great. That's actually quite a good partnership.
It sounds a good partnership.
I've never met someone who's sort of got a higher risk appetite than Jamie.
Yeah, and yeah. Sophie's conservative in that area.
Mm. Okay, let's get to it. Whereas you're just conservative politically. all right. Number of people who attended the live show, 900. Teeth in a snail's mouth, 14,000. So Sophie, again, you get a point. Last round. Number of poo stories retold on the pod versus trees needed to make a lifetime supply of toilet paper for one person.
No way.
I'm going to bet all on the amount of poo being spoken on this podcast.
Okay.
I'm also going to bet all on the amount of poo.
Okay, you're both going all in on number of poo stories. The number of poo stories told on this pod are 207.
That's sickening, guys.
It's quite a lot.
No, it's actually ridiculous.
However, it takes 400 trees to make a lifetime supply of toilet paper for one person.
Oh my God, we got that so wrong. Three.
You're both wrong. That doesn't affect the scores because you both went all in on the wrong answer, which means that the winner of this round is Sophie.
Yes!
Very good, very good.
Manny, can I say, that was fantastic.
Don't say fantastic like that, it'll spread.
It was.
I want to say it was fantastic as well.
It was so fantastic. Great.
Thank you, guys.
Hey. That was so great.
Manny, that was great.
Thank you so much. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, baby, that is the end of our episode.
That was really fun. I like these games a lot.
Okay, we want to say a Merry Christmas to every single person.
Merry Christmas, guys. I hope it's a special one wherever you are. And just remember, we're here with you. So listen, we're all having Christmas together.
What advice do you want to give for the year, maybe?
That next year's going to be an even better year.
Love that. 2024, let's bring it on.
2024, ride that wave, baby.
Hey, I want to say a huge thank you to every single person who listened to us this year. Just want to say that, again, just send in all of your messages to us if you want to. Please send them to @newlywedspodcast on Instagram, or our email is newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. Love stories, wild, crazy stories for me, love stories for Sophie. We adore
you guys. Have the best Christmas. We love you. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, also, we're on YouTube.
Oh, and if you want to see us more, just go on to YouTube and click that subscribe button.
And also, just before we go, our present from you guys, it would be absolutely amazing if you could click that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast. It makes the world of difference
for
us.
You're asking them for a present.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything, just clicking that button.
Click, honestly, it
changes the podcast life. If you do that.
Brilliant.
Oh my God, it does.
Guys, oh yeah, something's happened with podcasting. You now have to subscribe to click to listen to us. Otherwise, we just disappear. Poof, vanish, gone. Yeah.
So
if you don't subscribe,
if you don't subscribe, then you might not catch the episode. Mm. So please subscribe.
And wouldn't that be sad?
Please subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. Just click that little button. I think we've begged enough there. All right, everybody. Listen, have the best Christmas. All right, everybody. If you're getting divorced.
We love you.
If you're getting engaged.
Go do it.
If you're married.
Oh, good luck.
If you're spending Christmas with the family.
Good luck.
If you're going on a date this Christmas.
Oh my God, good luck. I need to stop saying good luck.
And if you are just single.
Good luck.
Oh my
God. I can't stop. Good
Merry
luck.
Christmas, Go, everybody.
Love you. Goodbye.
We'll see you later. Goodbye.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.